Soul Sisters is brought to you by Colgate Max White Ultra, a toothpaste which delivers whitening results in just 3 days. Colgate Max White Ultra is unlike regular whitening toothpastes as it lifts deep stains beyond the enamel surface. Even better, it not only removes surface stains, but prevents future stains too.
Colgate Max White Ultra helps people to embrace their individuality so they can have the power to shine and be true to themselves. Buy it now in Dunnes and available in all other major Irish retailers, subject to availability. I went for a facial yesterday and I was speaking to Dr. Adele and I was getting microneedling done. Have you ever got that?
No.
So it's all of these little tiny needles that go in, they boost collagen and they go so deep in that it works. So as you can tell, I'm not a facialist.
Good explanation. So it works, guys.
But it boosts collagen. But you have to put this numbing cream on your face for half an hour beforehand. So I got this like bonus half an hour of silence yesterday. Oh. And she came in to check on me halfway through and she's like, are you doing okay? I was like, yeah, my face is numb. I was like, do you have any of this for my brain?
When are you going to insert it into my brain?
If I lick this off my face, will my brain go numb? Because that's kind of appealing to me right now.
That's funny. What does it feel like? Obviously, I've only ever had my tooth or my teeth, my gums numbed. What does it feel like to have your face numb?
Well, it made me think that I'm obviously very expressive because before long, the cream was in my mouth and wow. My whole mouth was numb too. So I'm obviously, you know, licking my lips or like, you know, moving my mouth in a certain way.
Yes.
It was so funny as well. So I'm going to the races with Breast Cancer Ireland on Sunday. And Dr. Adele said to me, oh, you know, what have you got on over the next few days? And I said, oh, well, I'm going to the races with Breast Cancer Ireland in Leopardstown on Sunday. And she goes, oh, what time are you running? I said, well, I won't be a horse by Sunday, will I? I was like, no, I'm taking the day off running. We'll leave that to the horses.
Do you enjoy going to the races? Have you been before?
I've been, but I don't know if I've ever watched.
Yes.
The actual horses.
Good
running.
Point. I'm the same, actually. I've only ever been at the bar listening to them, taking in the atmosphere.
Holding court. So, Claire. We're back. Episode 2. We had a little bit of noise pollution, we'll call it, earlier on when we tried to record this.
We really tried, didn't we? We really tried. But my goodness, did the world and construction conspire against us?
Shall we have a little listen back to what happened to us this morning?
Let's just listen. Dave. Hey, Dave, how are you? Just checking in with you. I was going to record a podcast.
Right.
And obviously, I knew the lads were going to be doing the windows, but I was just checking, what time do they take a lunch?
Not as such.
Okay.
Well, is it too noisy? The noise they're making, you mean?
Well, I'm just wondering. They're drilling and the banging, but I can probably, if they were going to be, you know, do they even take a coffee break?
Right. What I'll do is I'll go and speak to their foreman and find out. You know, how long will you need the noise to stop for?
We would probably go for about 45 minutes, but we do have the day. So if the lads will be done in the afternoon, that would be okay too.
Yesterday, I think they finished yours about, about 2 o'clock, something like that. Is that okay?
That would work. Yeah. Yeah, certainly.
All right then, Claire.
Thanks very much,
okay,
Dave.
I've just sent pictures to the consultant and I've said, like, you know, the leaseholder is happy and this is how she wanted it done. And that's all. I need you to get back to us. Just to give it the go-ahead.
Two thumbs up from me so far, Dave.
Okay, brilliant. That's great. All right. Okay.
Cheers. Right. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.
Two thumbs up. What a review.
I was going to say, do you want me to give you a Google review? But with all the noise, not today, Dave, not today.
Okay. Will we pick this up later?
Dave.
Is that Dave?
It's Dave.
Oh, for God's sake, it's Dave. I can hear Dave as clear as day now that I know what his voice sounds like. Come here, would you go out and offer them a cup of tea?
I did. I went out and offered the lads. So there was a man painting my balcony last week and I offered him a cup of tea. I opened the door first of all and I couldn't really get out. So it was like, oh, awkward moment. And he was just on his ladder, just painting, sort of looking at me. So I popped my head around and I was like, would you like a cup of tea? And he went, no, no. He looked at me like I was genuinely. And I closed the door and obviously it's all glass. So I had to just turn and I actually had to do a little. You gotta laugh or you'll cry. You laugh or you'll cry. Bit of banging too. Why not? I must say, even though this is a shambles, I'm having a really good time.
Oh my God. I feel like we're on holidays together.
And we're going to see each other tomorrow. Wow. It's so fun. Know.
I'm telling you, Claire, I know you don't really drink that much, but I am going to have a very large glass of red wine tonight.
Oh, delicious. What kind? Pinot Noir?
I like more of a Bordeaux.
Bordeaux. Like a
more of a French gal.
Oh, you're right.
Pinot Noir French?
I think it is, yes. Now, will I tell you about something I actually meant to tell you last week and I didn't get around to it?
Yes.
I've got a new favourite time of week. And even though I'm a busy little bee, I've made more work for myself, but it's really satisfying.
Oh my God, tell me.
So before Christmas, I had a little word with myself and I said, Solon, sweetheart, if you want to have a nest egg or some running away money, put aside, you're going to have to start saving and stop spending. So I finished my relationship with Amazon over. And I decided that I could cut corners on things like coffee and anything else I could find. So one day I was in my yoga studio and I saw this sign on the wall that said, we'd like your helping hands. And I was like, what's this? And so the sign said, practice yoga for £40 a month and in exchange, give us 2 hours a week helping to maintain the yoga studio.
I thought you were going to say, like, do a class.
I mean, you might think that just because I'm a qualified instructor, that I might be doing that. But no, I'm too scared. So I think the precursor to that is actually to clean the studio.
Tell us everything about this.
So I signed up because I was paying 40 to 60 quid a week with drop-in fees. So now I am getting really, really, really good priced yoga classes. And I am showing up an hour before my class on a Saturday morning and I'll put on me marigolds and I get a little clipboard of jobs to do. I go round the studio. I'll go into the studios between classes to refresh. So that is filling up the bottles so people can clean their mats, moving the wet mats over to the dry area ready for the next class, desmudging the mirror.
What's desmudging a mirror?
So if any sweaty paws have hit the mirror during the class, they've left marks so people can't see their beautiful countenances when they're doing their poses. So I'll just go around cleaning the mirror. I might restock the fridges full of coconut water. And probably my favourite point of the day is going back to the industrial-sized washing machine, having collected all the sweaty towels from the men's, the ladies and all of the studios. And I put my little marigold on and I'll put all the sweaty damp towels into the washing machine, turn it on, and then I'll take out the towels the other towels out of the dryer. And I'll get my little paw in. I'll clean the lint out of the filter. And
is that on your sheet? That's very specific. So does it say on the to-do list, clean the lint out of the filter?
It actually says it on the machine.
Right.
Please clean the filter regularly. So I do. And I must say, I've never felt so alive.
Claire, you're being of service there.
There you go. I have listened to a TED talk and many, many podcasts on happiness. And when experts talk about happiness, one of the big things they say to induce a state of joy or happiness, be of service to other people or a community.
Yeah. It's so weird that you're telling this story, because the other day, Jamie came back from a run. He said that, actually, now that I think of it, he wasn't listening to Soul Sisters.
Rude.
But he was. I must make him sit down and listen to Soul Sisters so I can see his every reaction to every story. But he came back and he said he was listening to Macklemore on Jay Shetty from a couple of years ago. Hmm. And Macklemore said in his recovery from addiction, he was of service in the addiction center, and he was the happiest and most creative in his life when he was putting out the chairs, making the tea and coffees, and being of service to his community. So Claire, you're busy. You're busy, busy. Okay. Mm. You've got, you know, your podcast, you've got your full-time job, you're coaching clients. Where do you find the time?
So I am one of those people who turns up early for a class. I couldn't really be the one that runs in with seconds to spare.
Oh, really?
Because I have a kind of a fixation that I want my mat to be in a certain place in the yoga room. But that is the kind of person I am. So I always got there about half an hour early anyway.
Mm.
So now I'm just arriving an hour early to do my 1 hour of cleaning. Then I do my class, and imagine how good I feel leaving that studio. And then I'll do the same on a Sunday. I'll do a really early class on a Sunday morning and finish off the cleaning afterwards.
And do you spend the whole class admiring all of your hard work? Because that's what I do.
I do, actually. I do. As the class ends and everybody heads over to pick up that squirty bottles, I'm like, look at them, full and ready to be squirted.
Well done, Claire. Now, that is amazing. And that will inspire me now to look around and think outside of myself, and how can I be of service in some way to the community? Do you have a song for us this week?
Yeah, I do. I do. I do. Oh, I do. I actually think I may have discovered one of the best songs I've ever discovered. I'm sure many of you will know the song I'm talking about, but it was originally written by Cass Elliot, who was part of the folk group The Mamas and Papas. Mm-hmm. So they used to call her Mama Cass. But then she did a version in the 60s, but Paloma Faith has done a version of it. And I swear to God, it is brilliant. It's called Make Your Own Kind of Music. And do you know what, with the lyrics and the way that Paloma delivers it, it's just, I walk down the street and I just walk a little taller listening to this song.
Great recommendation this week. I'm going to listen to it. I know I say this every week, straight after the podcast.
You will dance in your kitchen, I promise. So last week on the pod, I mentioned that there are lots of topics that we touch on Soul Sisters, but we never really get into the meat of it. And sometimes when I meet you, Soul Sisters, you say, oh, you were talking about this, and I would have loved to hear more on it. So I got a DM about friendship, and I think, Georgie, you have done as well.
Mm-hmm.
Making friends as an adult can be really tough. And I just wanted to discuss my thoughts on it and some of the advice that I've received.
Brilliant. Okay, go on. Tell us everything.
So the lesson it took me the longest to learn in life is that I need to be my own best friend. So what does that even mean? Let me give you my take, right? As a kid, up to the age of around 7 or 8, I never felt good enough for other people. And I really, really wanted to fit in and align with other kids. So I started telling lies, like little fibs. So I was in the playground and a girl would say, my birthday's in April. And I'd be like, mine is too. Like just, I don't know where that came from, but it would inevitably end in tears because it would come out like the mother would say, oh, Claire's birthday's the same as Georgie's. And then my mum would go, no, her birthday's in January. And then mum would say to me later on, like, I'm so confused. Why are you lying about things?
Oh, Claire, that's so sad.
Isn't it? It was a self-worth issue and it started really early for me. And here's what happens when you seek friendship with self-worth issues. A, you attract people with self-worth issues also, and therefore all of the issues feed off each other. Mm-hmm. And B, you will also attract people who use you and don't really respect you as you should be. So that's why, looking back over my life, I hung out with so many people that didn't have my best interests at heart. And so I was out socializing, I was drinking with these people, I was just like, yeah, I was in the middle of the melee, but these people didn't have my back. And if I'm honest, I didn't have theirs either, because we were all just
using each other just to survive.
Exactly. So since I started doing the work, therapy, coaching, healing, I have had to make friends with myself first. And I had to go back to basics, Georgie. Like I'm talking, what is my favorite color?
Yes.
What is my favorite movie genre? If I had to choose, what takeaway would I choose? Because I deferred every decision I ever had in friendship to others for fear of being like the boss or being rejected.
Yeah, it's so funny that you say that, because I used to eat chicken all the time with Jamie and I hate chicken. I always hated chicken, but I just ate chicken for dinner with Jamie because it was just easier to like go along and like bob down the river as a kind of co-star of someone else's life.
That's a great way to put it. You're bobbing down the lazy river as an extra in somebody else's movie. And that's the thing. That's why we feel this innate like need to have a friendship group around us, or the need to have a tribe, because we feel like other people validate us and we need to belong. But here's the thing. Here's the most important thing. Get to know who you are and who you identify as, because then you can go in with self-assuredness and self-worth as the top of your priority. And if you go into a friendship group or a tribe and something doesn't feel right, listen to your intuition, listen to your instinct, and don't feel the need to belong or just to play along.
One thing that I heard about friendship, and I think this could be a rolling theme, like we'll come back to it over the season, because I think a really good first step, like what you said, is to get to know yourself. So maybe if, you know, you want to make friends or you want to expand your friendship group, maybe this week it's enough to kind of look at yourself and see, who am I? You know, what am I actually about? What do I really like? And then we can move on to the next step. But one of the greatest things that I've heard over the last couple of months, because Claire, sometimes I find it hard to let go of friendships that didn't work out, or I try to blame myself, or I'm just like, why did that happen? And it doesn't make any sense to me, because sometimes things just don't make sense, right? So one of the things that really set me free was something Mel Robbins said recently. She said, we have friends for a reason, friends for a season, and friends for a lifetime. And it really helped me set myself free, because it made me see that, yeah, maybe they were just a friend for a season, or maybe they were just friend for a season. And did I say season twice?
You did.
or maybe they're just a friend for a reason. And it helps you let go and move forward. And actually, we're all on our own journeys. Yes. So just because, you know, you are someone's friend for a reason, and they might not have that reason anymore, that they don't need you anymore, you can keep going.
That's the thing. You pick up friends in college. You pick up friends in the workplace. You might pick up friends that are in a group, like a mother's group or something like that. You are brought together for a reason, as you say. But that's when that reason, if you leave a job, leave a college, leave a group, it's okay to leave those people behind. But believe that your life is changing and there's a new path and new people to be found.
Yes, Claire, I love that. And we will come back to this topic throughout the season.
Colgate Max White Ultra is a toothpaste with clinically proven unique technology that actually does whiten your teeth in just 3 days, and it's safe for your enamel. In a recent Colgate survey of 2,000 people, almost a third said a lack of confidence in their smile is holding them back.
We now have full confidence in our smiles thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra. So, Solan, last week you told us about your 3-day journey, and I started my 3-day journey this week. I'm going to tell you what happened to me on day two, because this is how I know a product is working: when it catches you off the cuff. So I looked in the mirror in my car and I looked at my teeth and I said, whoa, they look great. And that's when I knew. They were sparkly. They were shiny. And when you have that thought without looking for the improvement, you know it's working. So my teeth are definitely whiter. I can see those surface stains lifting. And I'm so happy to say that Colgate Max White Ultra actually works.
It works. Mine are absolutely incredible too. And I'm traveling home to a wedding this weekend and I will be ding, smiling from ear to ear.
So don't hold back. Let Colgate Max White Ultra boost that confident smile of yours. Available in Dunn's, now half price until the 25th of April. So in recommends this week, I wanted to recommend an Instagram page to follow, because these girls are right up my street. So I wanted to do a little spring clean, you know?
Nice.
I need to sort out my life. I have a couple of months to get my stuff together, right? I had an idea that I take everything out of every room and essentially just start again. So I needed some expert advice. So I got on to the girls, Kim and Lynn. They're called Assorted Affair on Instagram. And I asked them advice. I said, guys, do you think I should take everything out of every room, put it in the hall and start again? They said, absolutely not. Do not do that. They're only short of coming out and physically restraining me and saying, do not do that, Georgie. They said, you're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be stressed. It's just too much. So they gave me a little 30-day chart, one job at a time, one drawer at a time. And I will share that chart on the Good Glow page today. Follow Assorted Affair if you're interested in a spring clean. These girls are amazing. And together, we will just take small steps towards a tidier house.
There's nothing more satisfying for me on the TV than watching a declutter before and after.
Really?
Oh, that is like, that is, ooh, that is my sweet spot. And actually, as I've been getting my windows done, I've taken a lot of stuff off of windowsills, books and plants and stuff. And I feel strangely at peace looking at an empty windowsill. And so I've realized I'm probably I'm a minimalist at heart.
Mm. And what have you done with all those books now?
They're in a box.
Right. And what are you going to do with the box?
Well, so this is what I've been thinking. I'm like, Claire, why do you fill your windowsills with books? Is it to make other people think that you are really bookish? Or is it because one day you think you're going to start reading them?
Or maybe you just don't want. Maybe it's your little kind of shield.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shield. You're right. It's between me and the outside world. So I think I will go through them. And if there are any that I want to get rid of, I will bring them to Tooting Beck Station and I'll put them on the little public library shelf.
So what are you recommending, Soul Sister?
So this week, I want to recommend a podcast. Now, you know, I'm a big fan of We Can Do Hard Things with Glennon Doyle and the gang. I'm sure many of you listen to it. But if you don't, just tune into the Michelle Obama episode. Now, look, nobody needs me to tell them how good Michelle Obama is. But like, I had kind of forgotten because I'd gotten Becoming, her audiobook, which was great. And I listened to this, and you know what I loved about it? Straight away, Michelle Obama was offering up the mistakes that she and Barack had made in life. Hands up, full on, vulnerability, real woman, talking about the marriage. Their marriage and how difficult it was. Talking about how she never really wanted to be in politics and she had to give up her really high-flying law career to follow Barack into the White House. Trying to conceive, they had issues. She's real. She's a queen. And she's really, really funny as well. So self-deprecating. So if you are looking for something just to give you a bit of this week, pick up that episode. It's just out.
Do you think we'll ever see Michelle Obama or Oprah running for president?
Do you know what? I think maybe in times gone by, both of them would have sat in their quiet time or in council with a really close friend and considered it. But now, since the way that Trump ran America and the way that America is right now, I don't think women like them would touch it with a barge pole.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It's a really how do you lead a country like that as a woman? You know, particularly with the abortion laws the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
So being a woman in the White House for the foreseeable will be very challenging. Right, we always like to end the episode with a little quote, something to think about maybe for the rest of the week. And this one really caught my attention. I think I may have heard somebody quote Reverend Richard Rohr on a podcast. And this just hit me right between the eyes. Pain that is not transformed gets transmitted. So if there's trauma that exists inside you, pain of a breakup, of a rejection, something that happened in the past that you haven't processed, just remember it's stored. It's stored in your mind, and it's also probably stored somewhere in your body. And it will continue to get triggered unless you face it.
Get it out.
If you don't, then unfortunately, and it won't even be your fault, you will transfer it to your offspring or your mm-hmm. family and friends around you.
Hallelujah, sister.
Transform the pain, guys.
So that's it, guys. Oh, Claire, it's book publishing month.
Oh, my God. Welcome to April.
It's now or never.
That's for you guys, by the way. It's now or never. Pick up that book quickly. Pick up a copy quick.
My entire future depends on it. I've given up my whole life to write this book. Please, someone read it. Stop waiting, start living. Do you know what the great tip in this book is? So if you work through your lunch break, Claire, for 10 years, that's over 2,300 hours that you haven't given to yourself, that you've given away for free. So in my book, Glow, I give you 4 simple steps on how you can reclaim your lunch break.
That is, and I must say, I'm going to put my hand in the air and say I am that soldier who works through lunch. So get me that book. Don't worry, I'll get it myself.
How can we find you, Claire?
Well, you know, I'm at Claire Solon on Instagram, and you'll also find in my bio an email address if you would like some coaching. I am open for business, you girls. Get in touch.
Claire, I just want to say you are an amazing life coach, and you are giving this gift to the world, and anyone to have you as their life coach would be so lucky. So,
no, oh, I have some soul sisters actually on me books already, and it is some of my favorite coaching sessions to be sitting there whiling away a good old hour and working through some stuff. So if you would like some coaching, please do get in touch.
Yeah, so I'll leave a link for that and for my book in the episode show notes. And Soul Sisters, we will see you next week.
See you then.